You're listening to Vatican Radio.
One of the participants at the ongoing Vatican Conference on Sport and Faith is a refugee athlete from South Sudan, who brings his own personal witness of how his participation in the 2016 Olympics in the first ever refugee team to compete in the Games allowed him to represent refugees across the world and shine the light on their stories and on one of the major challenges of our time. The Sport at the Service of Humanity Global Conference is hosted by the Pontifical Council for Culture and is sponsored in collaboration with Allianz. The event, which is supported by the United Nations and by the International Olympic Committee, is being attended by leading figures in religion and sports. Their goal is to discuss how faith and sport can work together to promote positive values with the intention of gaining actionable results. Paolo Motulokoro is a track and field athlete specialising in the 1500-metre event. He's originally a cattle farmer from South Sudan, but the civil war there forced him to flee to Kenya in 2006. In Kenya, he lived at the Kakuma refugee camp, where he won many races and was eventually scouted by professional coaches. Lokoro spoke to Vatican Radio's Haley Suzino about his participation in the Sport at the Service of Humanity conference and about his experience as a refugee and Olympic athlete.
I'm called Paolo Motulokoro. I'm a refugee in Kenya, Kakuma refugee camp. I'm very glad to be here because this is my first time, so which is very great. What I can say now is amazing.
Can you tell us a little bit about your participation in the conference this week?
Actually, I'm very happy. That has been my first time to be in the conference. When the Pope invited me, I feel happy because, but sure, you normally watch in the TV and you show him when he came to Kenya last year. Right now, I'm going to meet him live, so it is very great.
What do you hope that the conference will accomplish?
What I can say is when we reach here, or what they can Pope say, they want to tell the entire world that in sports or anything that's concerned the sports, so we need peace, we need compassion, so that for example, my country now is the war, so we need peace in our country. For me also, I want to go back to my country, but now it's still in a bad condition. I can't go there unless if they settle down.
You were a member of the 2016 Olympic refugee track and field team. Can you discuss your experience?
It is good that we are the first people to represent the refugee in Olympics. So I'm among them. So as I stand now, so I'm presenting the million of the refugee around the world. So entire of the world now looking for after the refugee. So they need the refugee now to go back to their country, get their peace in their country. So it's the same to us also in my country. So we hope we are going to go back to our country. But right now, so we are in another country. As we went to Olympic, also we represented another country. So we hope in future we are going back to our country. We run as we represent our country.
How do you think that your team was received by other athletes from other countries?
It was nice because this is the first time a refugee to participate in Olympic. You know, in history, you didn't find that a refugee was going to participate in the big game like that. And this is the first, and this is the beginning. So by now, we are the big five of refugee from Kenya. So we represent the 60 million of the refugee around the world. So world now, they are now looking after the refugee. They say that a refugee, the human being like you, a refugee, they can do something well like other people. So, but also you have to treat a refugee in a fair way. So, you know, some people, they think that a refugee, they're not a human being. A refugee is just a name, but indeed, a refugee, they're a human being.
What do you hope for your country of South Sudan in the future?
Right now, we are in another country as we fled away from our country. So what we hope now, so we need peace in our country. And also, if there's another race, so we are going to represent our country, not the other country again. Because now we are the ambassador of the refugee and we are the ambassador of our country. So we are going to change our country through sport.
As a refugee, do you have a message that you would like to spread?
I'm from Kakuma refugee camp. So, you know, most of the people in the camp, they are looking after us because we are their seed. We are grow up from Kakuma. We come up from Kakuma. And so now people, they are looking at us. They say that, oh, these are their brothers. They are from this ground and now they are far. So we refugee, by now we are going to do something better because people think that refugee, they are not people who are not thinking. So you have vision capacity like other people. You have what? You have everything. So what I can say is only a refugee, they can go back to their country if their country is in the peace. So right now people in a country, in my country, so people that are suffering because of the war. So we need peace in our country, not only in my country, some that the rest of the country who are being fight. So we need peace. We're tired of war.
Is there anything else that you would like to say?
This place is a nice place. And now what I can say again now, this is the beginning of my life, and also the beginning of the life of refugee. So now we are opening the door for the other people. For us now, or those who are being participating in Olympic. So it is our first time. But maybe by the next Olympic 2020 Tokyo, so it will be there another people, not us alone, because we did ours. So you know, you have to give chance to other people so that also to get more motivated. So that's good.
Do you feel that Pope Francis's attention towards refugees is significant?
Of course, they can change because of his wish and God. So by now, we are going to pray for the peace in the world. It will be changed through the word of the Pope, through the sport, and the peace will come. So by now, it's just only the peace that we just need in the world. So in my country, so people that are so fighting, people that fled away, so our people that suffer. So what we need now is only peace. The peace that the word that Pope is going to say, that word, they'll go and they go and they spread all over the world. So this is what I can say.
That was Paolo Omotunlokoro speaking there to Haley Susino.